The Social Security reforms President Bush urged in his State of the Union address this week are part of a cluster of initiatives that he says would promote an ownership society in the United States. In an ownership society, Americans of every economic stripe would have more authority over and bear more responsibility for aspects of their lives that the federal government has traditionally controlled. Michael Sheradin is a sociologist who has long studied what it means for people to own property and control their own interests. Mr. Sheradin teaches social development at Washington University in St. Louis and joins us now from the studios of KWMU in St. Louis. Thank you so much for being with us.
Pleasure to be here, Scott.
Firstly, is that a phrase you've used, ownership society?
Well, I haven't used that phrase, no, but we do talk about the importance of including everyone in asset holding.
And give us some idea, if you could, just the general line of your thinking, how you believe that owning assets improves people's lives and improves society.
Well, owning assets is pretty much a well-accepted idea in America. It goes back all the way to Thomas Jefferson, who believed that small property owning was really the bedrock of the democracy. And in fact, there is quite a lot of empirical evidence that when families own some kind of assets, a home or some savings, they're better off in a number of ways. They tend to participate more in their community. Their children do better in school. They tend to look ahead a little further and plan for the future.
Professor, there are people who I think certainly understand and endorse this idea when it applies to, let's say, home ownership or car ownership, but at the same time just get a little uncomfortable about putting considerable assets of Social Security in there. I wonder what you think of the president's reasoning.
Well, I think that's a really good point, Scott. I think the president said, if I'm quoting him correctly, we must assure that lower-income workers have dignity and peace of mind in their retirement. I don't really see anything about the president's proposal that would lead to more dignity and peace of mind. It's very likely that the poorest workers would be worse off with personal accounts and Social Security if that money were taken out of social insurance.
I guess I'm almost a little surprised to hear your answer in that your research is so often cited by people who believe in private or personal investment Social Security accounts.
Well, I know sometimes my work is brought up in this context, but my suggestion to the President's Commission was that individual accounts should be created for everyone, mm-hmm. perhaps something like a 401k for everyone or a children's savings account at birth for everyone in America. But this doesn't have to be taken out of Social Security and should not be taken out of Social Security because social insurance provides another important function, which is protecting people's retirement. A large portion of Americans, really millions of Americans, have little or nothing in terms of asset holdings. If you look at the bottom 10% of U.S. households, there's an average negative net worth of $1,800.
These are people who are forced to live or sometimes just anyway do live from paycheck to paycheck.
Well, those people, but actually, if you ask who's forced to live from paycheck to paycheck, that number is even larger. About a third of the population is very close to zero net worth.
Let me ask you to address this. There are certainly people who believe that it's necessary, in the interest of good citizenship, to promote a different idea of the way people see their government. Sometimes, it's derided as the nanny state. People have to take an individual sense of responsibility in their own lives and will live better lives and be better citizens if they're not always expecting the government to step in and do something.
I think people do have to be responsible, but the government subsidizes home equity through mortgage interest tax deductions and subsidizes retirement pensions through tax deferments for 401ks and IRAs and the like. These expenditures, and these are genuine government expenditures, for asset accumulation now total over $300 billion a year. But this money basically reaches only the top half of the population. So if there's a nanny state, this is part of it. The government is involved in asset accumulation. These are really popular policies. And what we're suggesting is that these kinds of policies be extended to the whole population.
Michael Sheradin, Professor of Social Development at Washington University in St. Louis, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. It was my pleasure.